Mitch, what are you doing?
Delicious.
Are you eating?
Yes, I am. I'm eating cheesecake.
But we're about to start the radio program.
But it's almost the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot. And so I thought having a cheesecake handy would be a nice word picture for today's topic.
Mitch, that's great and all, but this is radio. No one can see you.
Okay. Well, that's good because the cheesecake is like all over my mouth. So, you know, it's better not to be seen. Shalom, everyone. I'm Mitch Glazer, president of Chosen People Ministries. I'm here with my good friend, Robert Walter, and my delicious cheesecake. Oh, it is so good. So, Bobby, I wish I could give you a piece of this cheesecake, but why don't you introduce the show instead?
Thank you very much, Mitch. And shalom and hello, everyone. And as Mitch just mentioned, it is almost time for a very special holiday that the Jewish community celebrates and also the Christian community celebrates, and it's called Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. So on this episode of The Chosen People, we are going to be talking about this special holiday that the Christian and Jewish communities really have in common. So stay tuned.
So Bobby, give me some of the biblical historical background to the Feast of Weeks, or Shavuot. And what does Shavuot mean actually literally?
Yeah, great question, Mitch. So Shavuot literally means weeks. It's the Hebrew word for weeks. And the reason it's called the Feast of Weeks is because it is the culmination of the counting of the Omer, where God commands in Leviticus 23 for Israel to count 7 weeks and a day. So that's where the name comes from. And after 7 weeks and a day, which is a total of 50 days, we come to this, again, very special holiday. And in Leviticus 23, verses 15 and 16, this is what it says. You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering, there shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. You shall count 50 days to the day after the Sabbath. Then you shall present a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring in from your dwelling places 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering made of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour, baked with leaven as first fruits to the Lord.
So obviously very different than Passover because it's baked with leaven. And Passover, of course, is a feast of unleavened bread as well. And I think in modern day tradition, Jewish tradition, at least the way I was raised in a Jewish home in the Jewish capital of the world, Brooklyn, It wasn't the counting of the 7 weeks or 49 days plus one. It was waiting for that one with great anticipation, not so that we can celebrate the fact that we had counted all 49 plus one days, but because it was time to break out the cheesecake. I know I'm getting a little hung up on cheesecake, but it's really good cheesecake.
Right, it's understandable.
And the whole thing about cheesecake actually is biblical, Bobby. It goes back to the Song of Songs in chapter 4, verse 11, where whoever wrote Song of Songs, probably Solomon, said, "Your lips, my bride, drip honey. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon." And so Jewish tradition encourages us to eat cheesecake and other really delicious sweet foods to remind ourselves of the sweetness. Are you ready for it? And, as believers in Jesus, I think we're going to love this. We'd love the cheesecake too. But the truth behind it is even better. Right. And that is, it's the sweetness of God's word. And so symbolically, that's what Jewish people believe Solomon was talking about in Song of Songs. And so it's all about the word of God. And there's this whole image of eating the word of God and it being so delicious and so sweet to the taste. But there are other traditions as well besides cheesecake, Bobby. Am I right?
Right, absolutely. And they also have to do with the word of God. Because again, if you look at how the Jewish community celebrates and observes Shavuot today, the main emphasis, cheesecake is a big part of it, right? And thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Amen, amen.
But the big emphasis on Shavuot is the celebration of the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. And it's based on Exodus chapter 19, verse 1, because the way that Exodus 19 begins, leading up to Exodus 20 and the giving of the Ten Commandments, it starts out with this sort of time marker letting us know that it was the beginning of the third month. So if you calculate, if you count the amount of days between the time when Israel was set free from Egypt on the Passover, on the 14th day of the first month, all the way up to the beginning of the third month, and then, you know, the days of preparation, it calculates to about 50 days, and then God gives the Torah at Sinai.
So really, in Jewish tradition, the celebration of Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, is really a birthday celebration for the giving of the Torah. And right. So we celebrate the giving of the Torah, the five books of Moses, and really the entirety of the law. And it's called Zaman Matan Torah, the right. season of the giving of the law. And we read the Ten Commandments and meditate upon them. Mm-hmm. We actually also read the book of Ruth, which I love doing on Shavuot because it's a harvest story. But again, right. it reminds us of a God who is faithful. And the right. faithfulness of God and the light that he gives us to walk in his paths by giving us the Torah, by giving us his word, is celebrated on the Feast of Shavuot.
So, Mitch, you sort